Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 31st, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor news breaks, super cum litids, NASDAQ, Pure Security Suite's new standard through key contract win. Supercom Limited, NASDAQ, SPCB, has secured a national electronic monitoring contract in Germany, valued at up to $7 million over 4 years, displacing the country's longtime EM provider. This agreement covers multiple programs using Supercom's Pure Security Suite, including GPS tracking, domestic violence prevention, home detention, and alcohol monitoring. CEO Ordin Trabelsi sees this as a strategic milestone showcasing the company's technology and execution capabilities. Supercom looks forward to supporting Germany in this project and continuing to provide innovative public safety solutions globally. For more information about Supercom Ltd., visit their website at www.supercom.com.
Reports indicate Canada is poised to lift tariffs on EVs from China. Canada is reviewing its 100% tariff on electric vehicles imported from China, sparking speculation that the measure could be eliminated ahead of Prime Minister Mark Carney's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This move could potentially shift North American automotive competition and diverge from Washington's trade stance. Companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, in the North American auto industry, will be closely monitoring the talks between Canada and China. Stay tuned for updates on this developing story.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires, newsworthy.ai, 24/7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.